Hello, it's the 10th of December. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A team within Beds Police is focused on male violence against women and bringing those perpetrators to justice. Emerald Team were responsible for the eventual imprisonment of three men involved in domestic abuse cases. The news coincides with Women's Aid Programme known as 16 Days of Action, which began on the 25th of November. The campaign exists to raise awareness of the issues. 27-year-old Mark Hannell threatened to kill his partner and harm their unborn child on multiple occasions, while the partners of both James Kennett, 32, and Mitchie Ruski, 43, were victims of physical abuse. Hannell was sentenced to 3 years, Kennett 50 months, and Ruski will serve 33 months in prison. Bedfordshire's Cason Gurney, 57, has cared for his mother, Kay, 84, who has dementia, for 7 years. In the moment, Mr. Gurney's new book of poetry records the emotions of that experience. Proceeds from the book will benefit two charities, Carers in Bedford and Alzheimer's Society. Data provided by the Department for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs reveals a £14 million drop in Bedford farmer incomes last year. Lockdowns have been blamed for the decrease in overall revenue from £51 million annually to £37 million. The National Farmers Union has admitted that last year was extremely challenging for the industry. A £1.2 million investment will bring a new larger co-op store to Cranfield. Opening on the 18th of December, the new store will run entirely on renewable energy and will also create new jobs. That's all for this week. I'll be back Monday with your Bedford News updates.